Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with Eternum, so let's go ahead and get started. Ooh. William sits before you, his mere presence stifling the air and sending a shiver down your spine as his icy gaze pierces through your soul. Hyperventilating. Fuck! Why can't I speak? I'm completely at a loss for words. Just a moment ago, I was chilling with Alex on this couch, and suddenly... there's something about this man that terrifies me. Where is Alex? Alexandra's right outside with one of my men. She'll join us shortly. Why are you here? What do you want? I just came to complete a procedure with my daughter. I'm just as surprised as you are that we're seeing each other here. Okay, you need to calm down, Grim. Don't let his henchmen intimidate you, they're just there to create fear. He's just a businessman, a fucking corporate sellout who only cares about money and stock markets, that's all. Don't let me go all Johnny Silverhand. And he doesn't know who I am. All he knows is that I'm a friend of Alex, and that I was there the day he hit her. He doesn't even know my name. Well, she doesn't want to see you, that's one thing I'm certain of. So take your henchmen and get the fuck out of here, will ya? I guess you're not used to seeing people stand up against you. But as I told you the last time, I'm not scared of you. And neither is Alex. The last time. I suppose you're referring to the first time we saw each other in Priscilla's penthouse. First and last time we met, fortunately. Are you sure about that? Huh? I think you're mistaken. I believe the last time we saw each other was at the Ulysses dinner hosted on the Rockefeller server. Was it not? What? Did you say? How did you know? I was surprised to see you there too. Although not as much when you went to Wyatt's house with Nancy Carter, that's for sure. That was a bold move, I must admit. Too bad he's been pushing up daisies for 5 years, eh? What? I guess that by now you must have already discovered that some of the NPCs used to be real players. It is as morbid as it is fascinating, isn't it? Although I do wonder if you've uncovered the true nature of Eternum and the secret that lies behind it. A silence floods the room, broken only by the sound of the rain against the window as your quickened breaths. I guess not. Perhaps I was overestimating you after all. I mean, one would have expected that after such a long time. A man in possession of the third weapon of Atlas would have managed to gather more than 2 Gems of Doom. Don't you think? Grim. Do you know who I am? I am well aware of your shenanigans, Grim. I know you've been fooling around with the WRE with your peculiar group of friends. I know you attacked that fool Clarence and stole his laptop data in order to ascertain Thanatos' real identity. And I know you have Calypso, even if you're too stupid to use it properly. It? She's not a thing. It is a tool you must use to achieve your goal. Same as everyone else. That foolish, naive mentality of yours is exactly why your progress has come to a screeching halt. The best thing you could do would be to hand over your gems to a more skilled veteran player. Someone who actually understands these rules, so you could stop wasting everyone's time. Huh. Someone like yourself, for instance? I am not looking for the gems. However, since you asked, Thanatos would be a better option. He'll grab them from your corpse sooner or later, so why delay it? Fucking bastard. If you're not looking for the gems, why do you even care? Because someone must stop the Founder. Someone must gather the 10 gems. Anyone but him. I won't let him destroy everything I've built. The Founder? Is that what this is all about? A power struggle? Some pathetic dick measuring contest? How are his goals any different from yours? I suppose whether or not you're aware of the full backstory won't affect your fate. Aware of what backstory? What I'm about to tell you could reshape society as we know it today. It could lead to revolt and revolution, anger, incredulity. I know that word. Anger and incredulity, questions of faith and of life's grand meaning. Very dramatic. I will only say it once, so pay attention. You might learn something to change that bleeding heart of yours. Enlighten me. The Founder didn't create Eternum. He discovered it. I knew it. I'm sorry? The worlds which form Eternum. The desert lands and magical forests and galactic worlds you prance through. They have always been there. What? In the past, many civilizations had even gleamed sight of it. But those fools believed it to be the afterlife. They didn't know what we found out. That even the living were capable of entering Eternum for a short time. Though unwillingly in most cases. Usually accidents dismissed as dreams or more delusion. Mere delusions. So it's the astral plane? Some special ones, though, were capable of entering Eternum at will. They were known in Eternum as the Immortals. The Immortals? Could these be the same ones that Calypso mentioned? The Founder was one of these chosen ones. He remained silent in an attempt to process what you're hearing. He was able to synthesize a system that allowed humans lacking this innate capability to access Eternum. The key to the system was the neural implant, which allowed the manifestations of astral projections. Hot damn! I knew it. He crafted Eternum's inventory system, designed the exit portal mechanism, outlined levels, and even established a new commerce system, ostensibly through advanced coding skills. Yet no one at even Ulysses has ever seen a hint of a source code. He ensnared the entire world within an intricate web of deception. Astral projections? This shit can't be real. That's why it feels real. Does this mean that Axel was right? And so what about the NPCs? The souls of the dead, drawn from the pages of human history. The Founder can manipulate them and bend their will. Make them dance like puppets. So, that's it? He's an almighty god? He can do whatever he wants? He's human. And that's why he needs the gems. I thought he created the gems of doom himself. He did not. The 10 gems are the very essence of Eternum itself. They're the beginning and the end. They're the conclusion of an order. The perfect and ultimate. The end of a circle. Cycle, not a circle. The end of a cycle and the start of a new one. The one who gathers them all will transcend the confines of time and space, becoming a god. The Founder began this quest so people would find the gems and bring them to him. The moment someone does that, it'll be too late. But what about Thanatos? He's dead. Not all the NPCs are under the Founder's control. Some continue to live their lives unaware that they have passed into the realm of the soul. Others, like Thanatos, are aware of Eternum's true nature and pursue the Gems of Doom for their own purposes. The Founder is the only man who knows how to harness the power of the Gems of Doom. That makes him the most dangerous out of anyone in the hunt. It would mean our end. What the fuck? We already knew this was bigger than we thought at first, but holy fuck, I'm gonna need some time to process all this information. How many servers are there then? There's an uncountably infinite number of them, but only a handful are controlled by the Founder. If there's no exit portal, a common human has no way to access it. But then why? Okay, done. Huh? Alex! I signed it. Now get the fuck out of my house. Oh, I almost forgot the original reason I came here. Did you read it all? I read enough. William rises from his seat and strides towards Alex. She attempts to maintain her composure, but it's clear that she cannot bring herself to meet her father's gaze. Do you understand all the implications of that document? You've disowned me. Didn't take a genius to see that coming. It's not just that. From this moment forward, you're no longer a Bardo. You have no tie to us, no property, no riches, no will. You don't even have the name Bardo anymore. There would be nothing linking you to this family. You're an outcast now. A pariah. Do you understand? Like I said, disown completely. Tell me then, will your shitty job cover the cost of your education? Your swimming tutor, your rent, healthcare, another whorish tattoo? You're such a haughty brat. Always projecting this air of independence and sanctimony. But in the end, that was all just a disguise, eh, Alexandra? Still, just an arrogant child who knows nothing about how the world works. You notice Alex clenching her fists, her shoulders slowly shaking. You've always been a disappointment, Alexandra. A burden. You suddenly stand up, rage consuming you in response to William's hurtful words. William's henchmen remain motionless with their hands firmly on their firearms. It's clear that they'd be ready to react to even the slightest provocation. Fuck, I shouldn't do anything stupid. You look at Alex, her eyes quietly imploring your inaction in the face of her father's verbal abuse. She doesn't want me to get involved. Anyway, I've already wasted more time here than I would have liked, and this is going to be a very long night. Farewell, Alexandra. This is the last time we'll see each other. Fuck off! Do you have any final questions? Does Mother know about this? No? It was her idea. William and his men leave the house, leaving Alex standing by the door, her gaze fixed on the floor in solemn silence. What a fucking son of a bitch. He's a total monster. I don't even know if I should believe the things he just said to me. He must have some sort of plan. Although if he wanted the gems for his own use, he wouldn't have revealed himself like this. That wouldn't make sense. Everything he said is probably 100% true, guys. Might it be that he just wants anyone to gather the 10 gems simply to take down the founder? Fuck, poor Alex. I didn't even know what to say. Hey, I'm sorry you had to see this again. Don't say that. Fuck, William. You don't... I really need to be alone right now. Thank you for coming, Grim. But... I'll see you Monday at school. If I'm still allowed to attend after this disowned fiasco, I'll have to look into that. Without uttering a word, you simply grab Alex and pull her in a hug before she has a chance to respond. She slowly encircles her arms around you as tears begin to stream down her cheeks. You don't really have a say in who your parents or family are, but you do get to choose your friends, and I promise you'll never be alone again. Alex stays silent, her body telling you everything you need to know as she continues to cry on your shoulder. Well, that was a moment of weakness. I'm sorry. Don't worry, I won't tell anyone you cried in front of me. I think that makes it the second time, doesn't it? I must be hitting a soft spot with you. Admit it. Yeah, I guess so. Or maybe it's because you always seem to show up when troubles do. You bring bad luck. I can't deny that's also a possibility. Thank you for everything, Grim. Tonight was really special, in many ways. It was very special to me, too. One that'll be hard to forget. Now come on, let's watch some more of those boring swimming competitions so I can fall asleep. Hey, they're not that boring. Be real, I saw you starting to snore during that Phelps compilation. Fair enough. But just so you know, tomorrow morning you're out as soon as the sun peeks over the horizon. Sounds like a plan to me. So, what did my father say to you while I was outside signing that shit? Oh, you might want to take a seat for this. I'm back! Girl, you won't believe this. Miss Kelligan told me she talks to some folks and I can keep training with her. She said that since I show so much potential, I can continue attending the... Huh? You're still playing Eternum? I left literally 4 hours ago. Well, it's your loss. I bought some handmade chocolates from the store you like. I guess I'll have to eat it all on my own. Eh? No? Damn, if food can't wake you up from your slumber, nothing will. I guess I'll have to chill until you're done playing. You better come back with a new gem or something at least. I really shouldn't have let you stay all alone with the Eternum gear around. What about our plans for the day? You're really lucky you can't hear me right now, or you'd be in for a valuable lesson. I'm pampering you, you know? Like, this is special treatment. I've never let anyone stay at my place alone before. Not even Grimm. And I let him do a lot of things that night, believe me. A lot. But not staying alone in my apartment. Not that. I mean, geez, can you believe we actually had sex? Because I definitely can't. That was crazy. Although, well, that was just something that happened, that's all. We're not in a relationship or anything. However, sometimes if I imagine him with someone else, I get kinda jealous? Does that mean something? Like, it's not anything serious, but I don't want to share him either, you know? Unless I shared him with my best friend, of course. Can you imagine? Grimm and you and me sharing a bottle of booze? And then, don't worry, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm only messing around. I should really stop talking to myself. One day someone will catch me and they'll think I'm nuts. Don't say anything, eh, Dahlia? These fumes are getting up in my nose. Potential infection detected. For your own safety, please raise your hands and remain still. Engaging decontamination protocol. What the fuck is happening? I just sneezed. Please respond to the following queries. Have you accessed the Andromeda server in the last 36 hours? What? No! Have you come into contact with any alien eggs recently? I haven't! Are you currently experiencing nausea or abdominal pain? No! Have you engaged in any sexual activity with someone infected? What? Of course not! My goodness, I just sneezed! Preliminary assessment inconclusive. Initiating XM ray scanning procedure. You may experience a slight itching in your cranial region. Please remain still. Scanner complete. No xenomorph larvae detected in the subject's thoracic cavity. Excuse me, guys. Status, not infected. We appreciate your cooperation, citizen. The robot continues its patrol along the street, humming a cheerful tune. Jesus, that was close. Potential infection detected. Engaging decontamination protocol. What? Good lord, what the hell is wrong with these robots? I thought I was about to be blasted for a second. I know, right? They say the xenomorph epidemic has gotten out of hand, so Ulysses decided to take drastic measures. And instead of releasing a fucking software patch, they deployed these damn robots everywhere to ruin all the fun and scare away my customers. Fuck you, pigs! But anyway, what were we talking about? El Quixote. You mentioned that you knew where his base was hidden. Ah, yeah. Emphasis on was hidden, I guess. Now he's probably moved on to one of the hundreds of abandoned warehouses you can find throughout Ion. Sorry. The guy's a touch paranoid when it comes to staying hidden. Ah, so the reports were right. We're too late. Yeah, apparently he arrived 2 days ago, very agitated, and demanded everyone pack up and leave. Damn it, he slipped through our fingers again. Any idea about where he could have gone? No clue. People used to say he frequented Frontier Trail, so maybe he'll get lucky looking there. Nah, we've been there already, and I doubt he'd return. Damn it, he keeps eluding us. Bastard. He's running out of places to hide, though. It's gotta be the new world. Yeah, I was waiting to gather some info before heading there personally. I sent some men to explore the area in advance. Well, I guess my job here is done. And now that that's settled, hear me out. Circuit Edge, the ultimate nightclub in all of Ion. Music, cool people, and the best brain dances you'll ever see. Oh yeah, I got the brain dance mod on my Cyberpunk. If you got Cyberpunk and you don't have the Lizzie's brain dances mod, what in the hell are you doing? Now, I know it probably doesn't work with 2.3.1, but you guys can go back a little bit and explore all the cool brain dances. It's cool. It's good stuff. Two free drinks each. I've got coupons. What do you say? I can't. I'm busy today. Oh, come on. After being a WRE informant for so long, I work on commission. Lend me a hand. I'm sorry. Maybe another day. I'll take your word for it. What about you, sister? You up, cutie? You'll have fun, I promise. No, I'm sorry, I also... Hold up a second, what did you just say? Yep, two free drinks. Not that. Do you think we're sisters? Oh, are you not? My bad, it's just that you two look a lot alike. We look alike because we're family, but not sisters. How old do you think we are? Well, if I had to guess, I'd say she's like 28, 29? Oh, please stop it. You should see me without makeup on. And you look like 23? What? You think there's only a 5-year difference between us? Younger? Sorry, I'm not good at this. I think it's the jacket. It makes you look... Oh. Dahlia takes off her jacket and tosses it to the ground. 22? No? 21? Anyway, thank you for your help. Anything for the WRE? Tell the Empress I helped you. Remember, Nancy is her mother. Yeah, we'll do that. Thank you. Okay, we're almost done here, Dahlia. I'm gonna investigate that warehouse before logging off. I want to see if I can find any clues about Quixote. I know you had plans with Alex, so feel free to log off. No worries. Mm-hmm. Are you okay? You sure? I know what's going on. They do look alike. You can see it. Definitely see a mother-daughter resemblance. It's because of a boy, isn't it? What? Where did that come from? I don't even know what you're talking about. You never cared what others think of you, let alone some random informant. But something's changed lately. A mother notices these things. Stop it. You're talking nonsense, Mom. Aw, young love. My little princesses grew up too fast. I told you to stop making things up. So there's no secret boyfriend you're trying to keep from me? Of course not. Nothing serious then? A no-strings-attached relationship? Just sex? Mom, please! Make sure he uses protection. Or if you'd like, I can go with you to the pharmacy to get some birth control pills. I'm sure old Mrs. Shirley at the pharmacy would be discreet. No, don't tell Miss Shirley. Oh my God, can we stop talking about this, please? You're embarrassing me. You could talk to your mommy about these things, darling. It's perfectly natural. I do not want to talk about these things. That's okay, hon. I'll meet him whenever you're ready. We'll go at your pace. I'm sure things are steamy and physical now, but when things calm down, I'll be there for you. I told you I'm not sleeping with anyone, so please stop talking about it. Oh, so there's someone, but you're not there yet. Is that it? It's not like I see. Don't worry, I won't push further. I just want you to know that you can talk to me whenever you want, about anything. Oh, all right. And I won't breathe a word to anyone, rest assured. Not even Penny. My lips are sealed. Scrolling through her Instagram feed. Crib still hasn't liked my latest pic. Well, guess we've all been crazy busy lately. I've barely had time for any modeling stuff myself. Just college and a turnum. Yeah, he probably just missed it. He used to be on top of liking my pics, though. I remember he even had post notifications on. Did something happen? Is he mad at me? Did I say something, maybe? I'm totally overthinking this. You seriously can't let this nonsense get to you, Penny. Don't be in your head. He probably just didn't see it, that's all. Yeah. Maybe it's because of the pants I'm wearing in this pic? Now that I look at them, they do make my hips look kind of weird. Penny! Are those hip dits, or is it the angle? Penny! Do I even have hip dips? Since when? Penny! What? Jeez, don't shout. Marco's got some goodies to spill. Oh yeah, the surprise he mentioned. I'm all ears.
Okay, remember when we said we deserved a good long break after last week's media law test?
Ugh, don't remind me, that was so brutal.
Yeah.
Was it? I pulled an A without sweating it much. It was a tough one. Thank goodness I put some serious study time.
Well, me and Sebastian have been secretly plotting a little surprise. We're throwing a party tomorrow. At his parents' house!
No way! At Sebastian's place? The chalet? Really? How did he manage to pull that off?
His parents are both out of town until next Monday.
So, Sebs and I put our heads together to plan the bash of the year. We're even bringing in our very own DJ.
Our own DJ? And a pool? A pool?
Unlimited bar.
No way!
A huge dance floor with music blaring.
Whoa!
It's gonna be a full-out spectacle. You're kidding! Hold on. Whoa, hold on. It's going on its own. It's gonna be a full-out spectacle.
You're kidding!
We've invited people from all over the state.
Oh my!
And there'll be plenty of spare rooms in case anyone wants to sleep over.
Oh my god! Ah, oh, I wish I could make it. Promise you'll send me lots of videos.
There will also be... Wait, what? You're not coming?
Tomorrow, right? Now I have some other things to do. I'm sorry. Next time. What? But this is the party of the year. You have to be there. I'm sorry, I just have better plans. Better? What could possibly be better than this? Well, there are quite a few things that come to mind. But to be honest, I just don't feel like partying anymore. Didn't we just have that costume party not too long ago? The Halloween one? That was over a month ago. Really? Damn, it feels like yesterday. I guess my partying days are already behind me. We're not 20 anymore, Lily. We're literally 21. Well, either way, I can't make it. I swear. Today I'm playing a tournament until midnight, probably. Tomorrow evening I managed to get an appointment at the photo studio with Grimm. I haven't done any modeling in forever. I need to get back into it. And after that I'm meeting up with Alex and my sister to play again.
What?
Pause. Eternum? You too? Are you serious? Yes. That's like so nerdy. It's not nerdy. It is! Are you calling 80% of the campus a nerd? Because everyone there plays it. You're like my brother, and he's definitely a total nerd. You're just saying that because you haven't given it a try. And besides, who gives a shit? We're in college, we're adults. Who cares what others say? If playing a tournament makes me a nerd or whatever, so be it. It's not like it's gonna make me stop anyway. Penelope grabs her shopping bags and stands up, catching the attention of everyone around her in the mall. Anyway, I gotta go. It was fun hanging out with you guys. See you around campus tomorrow. Sure. Bye, Penny. Ha, huh, can you believe it? Penelope Carter plays Eternum.
I mean, didn't she mention it before? When we asked her about her Lady of Eternum costume? And several times after that?
Well, yeah, but I thought she was joking. Do you think this is why we've been seeing her less these past few weeks?
I guess so. They say it can be quite addicting. Ulysses even opened a store in the mall just a few weeks ago. Honestly, I was thinking about getting an implant myself just to see what all the fuss was about.
Huh. Might even be worth it.
I mean, if Penelope plays it too, it's gotta be at least worth checking out, right?
I might swing by that store one of these days too.
Yeah, me too. Perhaps. Wanna go now?
Yes!
Ugh. Okay, I'm honestly a bit nervous, but I need to get this off my chest. I can't hold it any longer. I know that we met in quite a bizarre situation, and, well, a lot has happened since then. We've been thrust into tons of even stranger situations. Like, I mean, we've actually done more than we probably should have done. Always forced by some external circumstance. So I don't really know if you feel the same way towards... I mean, some time ago I started to see you, like... I guess that was what I'm trying to say, is that... I invited you here today because... I want to be with you. I want to take our relationship to the next level. I want you. God, no, that sounds so cringy. I like you. I like you a lot. I want to... Nova, is your friend already here? Or are you talking alone again? There's no one, Mom. I'm just singing. It's okay, honey. He doesn't need to hide. I told you he's coming on Saturday, not today. Oh, right. I'll prepare some food. I'll handle the food myself. Oh, okay. Then I'll take your father for a walk so you can have some time alone. Don't worry. What? No chance. I'm staying here, and I want that door open at all times, Nova. All times. I mean it. Don't try to pull a fast one on me, lady, little lady. I'm the king of fast ones. Shut up, Rory. I'll stop bothering, sweetie. Keep singing. Mm-hmm. Just, when will they stop treating me like a kid? I'm not a child anymore. This date with Grimm has to be perfect, Pochita. Perfect. Okay, mental rundown of the plan. Grimm arrives as arranged. We enjoy some pirate-themed snacks like a shot of rum and those devil fruits I ordered online. Afterwards, we log into Eternum, teaming up with Nancy on the new world server to get really into the pirate mood. Arr! It looks like I'm gonna have to do a pirate voice. We log off, and I present him with a manga drawing in the style of One Piece, followed by us enjoying some of the best anime moments together. I have not seen a single episode of One Piece, and everybody's gonna grill me about it right now. I can see that. What do you mean you haven't seen even one episode? Nope. All I know is they're on a boat looking for the One Piece. And a bunch of shit happens. And to cap it off, we watched the final episode live, snuggled up together. And after that, we'll see Netflix and chill. Are they gonna watch the Netflix One Piece? Sounds like a solid plan. I swear, you know they even got One Piece Legos now? I was looking at that. You can get the whole ship with Luffy and all that. And it's expensive as all hell too. I think it was $100. And it's the only One Piece thing they have in the entire store from what I've seen. I swear, if anything goes wrong, I'm gonna die. I gotta make sure I don't forget anything. The snacks, the drinks, the Eternum suit, the video recaps, the... No. They're not there! Fuck, fuck, fuck! I left my drawing utensils at the Carter house last time I was there. How am I supposed to draw without them? No, 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 my date is ruined! Wait, I'm supposed to meet Annie for coffee at the cafe in half an hour. Maybe she's still at home and she can bring them to me. This way I could start drawing tonight as I planned. Come on, pick up. Please pick up. Come on. Hi. Annie, thank goodness. Listen, are you still at home? Last time I was there, I forgot your drawing utensils? No worries, I'm already at the bus stop, but I have them with me. I can give them to you at the cafe when we see each other in a bit. Oh my god, you're the absolute best. Thank you so much. What does it say? It's the lag. It's the lag that kills me. I don't play online, so lag's not a big deal with me. Phew, I almost had a heart attack. I haven't been so nervous about something since I lost my laptop. Are you okay? You sound agitated. Yeah, I'm fine. It's just that I needed them to, draw something for my mother. It's her birthday soon, and I planned an entire day with her. I want everything to be perfect. Looking back at it, I was probably overreacting, but, you know, I guess I can be a bit neurotic sometimes. Oh, that's nice. And I can understand, I'm a perfectionist too. I need all the details to be perfect. Exactly. I need it to be ready before this Saturday. I want to draw something in the style of One Piece. Oh, that Sailor Moon is awesome over there, by the way. You know, because of the final episode, which totally hasn't aired yet in this world, they're gonna get to see the final episode of One Piece. The manga's not even done yet. This Saturday? You didn't hear? Here? The animation studio went on strike for better worker rights, demanding bathroom breaks, an extra vacation day, regular family visits, and only 12-hour work days. Looks like the episode will be delayed in the meantime. Delayed? Yeah, the finale will be delayed by a couple of weeks at least, so you'll have plenty of time to work on a couple of... You can always watch the Netflix One Piece. Oh, she lives life dangerously. No phone case at all on that Samsung. She hung up? Man, everybody lives dangerously. None of these girls have their phones with cases. If the barista takes much longer, we won't have any time for our drinks. We're supposed to be in Penny and Ekabar in about an hour. Your phone buzzes. Ah, right on cue. Hi. Hey there. I'm at the cafe with Luna, heading home soon. Cool. I'll be home soon, too. I just bought a couple of new things at the mall for tomorrow's photo shoot. Nice. I'll bet we'll take some great shots. Oh boy, can I get a sneak peek? You'll have to wait for tomorrow. Go to horny jail! Bonk! Today's mission, vampire hunting. Ah, true, can't wait to play with you. Don't keep me waiting. See you later. I'm pumped to check out that mysterious town. Although I don't know much about what's going on there. I only heard about it yesterday. I should ask Luna for the deets before we all log in. Hi, cutie. I'm sorry for the wait. My partner couldn't make it to work today, so it's just me. What can I get you? No worries. I just got here. Well, if I knew a handsome fellow like you was waiting for me, I'd have hurried out sooner. You always compliment me to try to get me to spend more money, Ruth. Oh, come on now, it's a heartfelt compliment. Whatever. In any case, I'm actually not alone this time. I came with the brunette outside. Oh, really? Then that makes sense. I saw her before, she looks like a doll. It's a bit unfair when all you pretty people gather in one place, you know? You can stop the flattery. I'm ordering something anyway. Oh, you're in luck then, because we have an offer for pretty couples today. Two drinks and fresh croissants for only $19.95. $20? And that's supposed to be a deal? You won't regret it. I hope not. So what'll it be? Coffee, tea, or hot chocolate? I'll have a coffee with milk. And for your little angel outside? What will Luna want? Tea. Oh, give me a second, guys. I forgot I'm behind. I gotta take my apigenin. Don't worry. I can take it on stream. It's not a big deal. It's just a supplement that's in chamomile tea. Just supposed to relax you a little bit. I usually take it before my sleeping pill. Yep. Ah. It does relax me. I get a lot better sleep when I take this stuff. All it is just a bioflavonoid with calming properties. I got it off Amazon. Good stuff. It works for me. I didn't think it would, but I'm like, hey, this stuff actually does pretty good. Of course, you can also just drink chamomile tea, but, you know, tea has a natural caffeine in it, so sometimes that'll keep you awake instead of getting you asleep. Coming right up. Thanks. I'll take it myself to the table. No worries. Sitting down, sorry for the delay. Man, the clerk was actually right. She actually does look like an angel with this light. I grabbed us a little something to eat before leaving. You didn't have to. Nonsense. There's a couple of croissants for each of us, and I wasn't sure of what drink you wanted, so I got you some hot tea. Is that okay? It's perfect. Thank you so much. Taking a sip of your coffee? Don't mention it. You're not drinking? I will in a minute. Seems to be scalding hot. I don't want to burn my tongue. Oh, that makes sense. Looking at her book. Oh, I forgot to ask you earlier. What are you reading? Oh, it's just some old mystery novel I found in my attic. What's the story about? Essentially about a girl who inherits an old house in a remote town and things happen. It has its share of eerie and mysterious moments. Can't stop there. Tell me more. I don't want to bore you with it. Nonsense. You can never bore me. Well, if you insist. Okay, then. It tells the story of a girl called Ivy. After the death of her grandmother, she inherits an old house and travels to a remote town to assess the value of the land before selling it. The once grand manor is eerily preserved, but there's something that quickly disturbs her. Its halls are populated by a haunting congregation of lifelike, grotesque statues all carved from obsidian stone. Ooh, this is sounding cool. They depict twisted scenes of suffering and despair, each one more macabre than the last. As Ivy explores the mansion, the statues' expressions seem to shift, their sinister grins deepening, their eyes becoming harrowed. One night, while falling faint whispers that reverberate through the corridors, she stumbles upon a statue that disturbingly resembles her dead grandmother, etched in agonized detail. Reaching her limit, Ivy quickly packs her things and races towards the small town nestled near the station, only to find more statues. Standing sentinels in every corner, on every bench, in every window. There's not a living soul in the town. She begins to retreat, panic, when suddenly someone or something grabs her shoulder and whispers in her ear. What does it whisper? That would be a spoiler! I only described the first three chapters of the book. Holy shit! That was scary but so cool at the same time. You have such a way with words, Luna. I need to know what comes next. I can lend you the book after I'm done if you want. That does sound incredibly interesting. There are tons of them at home. I have a fondness for horror stories. I like them too, although I'll admit I don't read anymore. I'm the same. Between a tournament and constant lore of our phones and PCs, I just don't have time to read. I'm trying to make it a habit to read at least one book every month. That's a very good Wait a second, your hands! You're not wearing your gloves! Oh yeah, I know. It's just you and me here, so I felt comfortable enough to take them off. I'm so glad to hear that. I want you to feel safe when you're with me. Looking at her hand, I don't want to carry shame for what my hands do anymore. I don't want to be afraid of myself. You have no reason to be. Luna struggles to maintain her composure, her body trembling slightly at your touch. This power of yours, we'll learn to control it together. We'll all be there for you. You don't have to fear it anymore. Your visions could even help us on our quest. But what if I foresee bad things? Then we'll try our best to prevent whatever you saw. You can warn us. It can't be avoided. Whatever I see, it'll happen. It may happen, but our destinies are not written in stone anywhere. But you don't get it. The things I see, they always come to pass. You also believe that you always had visions of the future when touching anyone with your bare hands. Yet when you touch me, nothing happened. That was a first. Why would this be any different? You're right, that did happen. I guess you have a point. Don't worry, Luna. I'll always be there for you. Oh, and a couple of cookies too, please. Hi, guys. Alright. So, we're done here for now, but don't worry, Aeternum isn't over yet. We got one more day of Aeternum for you guys. On, you know, next Tuesday, right? And then it's Arrowgate, horror Arrowgate at that, and right in the dark month. Did I say dark week? I meant dark month, because that's what we do. It's gonna be really rough, crazy stuff. There's actually gonna be a little warning before we get into it. Like, I'm gonna put a little thing on joystick. Warning, if you are, you know, can't handle some macabre stuff, dark stuff, may not want to check that out. But, alright guys, this is the Grim Lord, and we'll see you guys next time with more Eternum.
I'm out.